A Yuma County farming business invites reporters to see their operations. And young actors are putting on a performance of Aladdin Jr. in Yuma. You're listening to KAWC's Arizona Edition. I'm Victor Calderon. AgTech wants to reassure the public they are not the cause of flies in Yuma County.
Flies aren't really a problem out here. Here we are. I don't see any flies, do you?
And the Axe Performance Troupe is a youth theater program in Yuma.
Now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Unbelievable sights.
Those stories, plus in-depth interviews with Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols and his challenger Carlos Adams, coming up on Arizona Edition.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
You're listening to KAWC's Arizona Edition. I'm Victor Calderon. A Somerton-based farming operation gave local reporters and elected officials a tour of their business this week. I take you to AgTech. AgTech uses treated biosolids from Somerton, Yuma, and California for what they say will improve soil quality for agriculture. Kevin Good is an operations manager with Western Express Transport. He also works with AgTech. He led the tour for Yuma Media and Yuma County Supervisors Lynn Pancrazzi and Jonathan Lyons on Monday.
I'm in charge of making sure that all the fertilizers get transported to the farm for daily use. Behind us, we have a tanker that is from the City of Yuma Wastewater Treatment Plant. It's 6,600 gallons. He makes 6 trips per day, Monday through Saturday. It's the wastewater plant is on Figueroa and First Street. These loads coming from the City of Yuma have been coming to this farm for 40 years.
Good explained how AgTech works in the fields.
So the procedure that you're seeing here is the load is going to go through a screening box to take out any foreign matters. It's going to follow a pipe out into the field to the tractor. The tractor has a hose that is flexible in it, and there's an injector pump on the back of the tractor that injects it below the soil surface.
Good explained what biosolids are.
Biosolids is actually a digested product. All these solids that come into a wastewater treatment plant, whether it be from human waste or food waste, a majority of the products that go into a wastewater treatment plant is paper and food waste. The microbials digest those materials, and basically the microbials is what comes out to the farm, and those are called biosolids.
Kevin Good explained how the work AgTech does keeps flies away from the area.
So this particular vehicle here being injected below the surface, flies like open, moist, food waste, that kind of thing. Lettuce, cabbage, after they've picked a field, they prefer that type of food. This is injected below the surface. It is not human waste. It's the end product of a wastewater treatment plant, which is biosolids. So it also has a chemical in it that repels vectors, which would be flies.
Officials from AgTech and Yuma County reported that Yuma County vector control investigators recently reviewed public concerns regarding fly activity near AgTech operations. Public reporting indicates investigators did not identify biosolids as a fly breeding source.
So we want the public to know that what we're doing is safe. It's not harming the public in any way. We're not contaminating groundwater. Tests in the past have been done. The groundwater here is so far down, we're on top of the mesa here in Yuma, that's not a concern. Nobody should be concerned about that. The product that we're bringing is non-hazardous. It's not going to make people sick. It's not going to give you cancer. It's not going to harm the public in any way, shape, or form. Even at the wastewater plants, I visited many of them. They don't wear special hazardous material gear and all this because it's not hazardous. Wastewater, the biosolids are an organic material, and it's high in nitrates and good for fertilizer.
AgTech officials say the biosolids are transported and applied to land in a responsible and regulated manner to support agriculture, reclamation, and soil health across Arizona. They say the State Department of Environmental Quality oversees biosolids to ensure public health and environmental protection. Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols has served in that office for 12 years. He served on the Yuma City Council for 5 years before that. KAWC Civic Engagement reporter Carmen Marquez asked Mayor Nichols why voters should give him another 4 years.
For KAWC Civic Engagement reporter Carmen Marquez.
Introducing the new mayor of Yuma, Douglas Nichols.
Doug Nichols has served as Yuma's 27th mayor since January of 2014. After nearly 12 and a half years in office, he is seeking re-election.
Mayor Doug Nichols has announced he is rerunning for re-election.
We met Mayor Doug Nichols at one of the city's most popular parks and a family favorite, West Wetlands.
You've been in office for 12 years and a half. Have you thought about like when you're gonna take the break, when you would, yeah.
My response is it's one term at a time. Because what I don't want to do is focus on, okay, I'm going to do this for so many more years and assume that that's going to happen. The voters vote every 4 years, and every 4 years, my family and I, we sit down and we talk about it and see, is it time to stop or is it time to continue or do something different?
We're going to do some rapid fire questions. Which fictional superhero would you be?
Oh, wow. Flash, I think.
Why?
Well, just because he can get a lot of stuff done very fast.
If you had to ban one annoying thing, what would it be?
Huh. People running red lights, okay. Which I think is already banned, but you know, they have to stop it. So.
Nichols was born in New Jersey and moved to Yuma at age 4. He graduated from Yuma High School and left at 18 to study engineering at Arizona State University.
I'm a very strong introvert, so I did not have a lot of friends in high school.
He returned to Yuma in 1999 after marrying his high school sweetheart. He's a father of 4 and a grandfather of 2.
I'm a Catholic deacon. My faith is a big part of my life. I have a father and grandfather and husband. Those are extremely important people in my life.
Mayor Nichols points to the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the biggest challenges of his tenure. Looking ahead, he says the next 4 years will focus on long-term planning across city departments.
The next 4 years is dedicated to planning the future. We've done a lot of great look-aheads with our fire department. The police department's doing that right now. We've done our roadways plan. We've done our parks and arts, trails and recreation plan. And now we need to get the rest of the departments looking forward 20 years, 30 years, and so that we can plan what the future looks like.
On the contentious issue of artificial intelligence and data centers, Nichols cautions against relying on outdated reports and urges careful study.
So a lot of these reports that have been forwarded to me are 3 to 5 years old, and they're analyzing technology that's 3 to 5 years older than that. So there could be 6 to 10 years old technology. Well, your phone isn't that old, right? So data centers are gonna have higher technology. They're gonna look for better ways of doing things. So let's find out what those are. And if those meet our community, great. There's opportunities as a community to have some extra revenue that doesn't impact our citizens, right? We don't have to raise taxes for this other revenue. However, if those things don't actually benefit us, then I'm not interested.
Nichols says he's not intimidated by opponents.
We are a city that just manages itself. We need to push and change direction, or you're going to get another 4 years.
And remains confident in what he can provide for Yuma.
I think that's the strength, is the experience and the understanding of what this, how the city operates and how the community operates. I've been volunteering and very active in this community, not only when I was younger, but you know, ever since I moved back in 1999. So, you know, that's 27 years of working in the community with nonprofits, with philanthropic organizations. So knowing where the pain points are and knowing how we can help solve them, I think is pretty ingrained into my experience.
For KAWC, civic engagement reporter, Carmen Marquez.
Political newcomer Carlos Adams has a background in boxing, but his biggest opponent so far may be Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols. Adams told KAWC's Carmen Marquez why he says it's time for Nichols to go.
For KAWC, Carmen Marquez.
I encourage you to support and vote for Mayor Douglas Nichols.
That's pastor and community leader Tyrone P. Jones, a clear signal of faith in the incumbent's next term. But challengers don't come easy, especially against a well-known incumbent.
Hello, Carlos Adams. I'm running for Yuma.
Carlos Adams brings that grit literally. 15 years in the ring, roughly 40 fights, and a run that reached Olympic-level competition. We meet at Neater's on 16th Street to have a conversation.
You know, over the last 12 years, I've learned a lot through business. I learned a lot through politics, as boxing is politics as well.
Born in San Diego, California, and raised in Yuma from age 3, Adams grew up in his parents' mom and pop shop, a Mexican craft store at the old Southgate Mall.
Not sure if you guys remember that mall. Okay, so I grew up in that mall. Like 6 years, just grew up in that mall. I was there from 8 a.m. until they closed. So I grew up in that mall. And my childhood, you know, I went to McGraw Elementary School in O.C. Johnson.
After his boxing career, Adams turned a problem into a product. Noticing a gap in comfortable performance footwear for fighters, he founded Adams Boxing in 2015. He redesigned boxing shoes, and the brand spread, sold to fighters across 7 countries, carried by hundreds of ambassadors. He's an entrepreneur who built something practical from long hours and careful listening. Politics wasn't the original plan, but a community census changed that.
So I went door to door. I spoke to around 1,400 people. And through speaking through the community, I realized that there was a big disconnect between City Hall and the community itself. And that led me to really pursue becoming the mayor.
Adams says he found a void. Unmet needs, people not being heard. So he decided to run.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I've been to all the council meetings for the last almost 4 months. And there's a lot of things in the agenda that even the current council members themselves don't fully understand.
That decision has set up a clear contrast, a long-serving mayor with grassroots endorsements and a young challenger with a promise to close gaps he believes have opened on the mayor's watch.
I'm a little different in the sense that I come from a different time, a different generation. I feel that Mr. Nichols, he's done a great job managing the city. But the city's not the same city it was when he came into office. When he came into office, Yuma was known for people that were retired, older people. Now in this new generation, if we look into today's year, the median here is mid-30s. So we're a whole new generation, a whole new mindset than what was working for the last 12 years or.
Carlos Adams is asking Yuma locals to support him and the transformation he wants for the city.
And it might sound biased, I would say vote for Carlos Adams. I'm running for the community of Yuma, and I stand on 3 pillars: transparency, opportunity, and community. Because currently, as I mentioned, there's a disconnect between the city and the community, where the community doesn't know what direction we're going, and the city is acting, chasing these big projects that don't benefit the community.
Outside the stump speeches and policy debates is a candidate who is also a dad. Adams is raising 3 children, an 11-year-old, 9-year-old, and a 7-month-old, and the campaign is part of the family's conversation.
Well, they think that if I'm able to become the mayor, that I won't have time for them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really
good. That's the only concern they have.
The outcome of this race is still up in the air. For now, Carlos Adams continues to knock on doors, court supporters, and make his case that Yuma's next chapter should look different. For KAWC, I'm Carmen Marquez.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
For KAWC News, I'm Alexandra Rangel.
It's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with
now
you.
Now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Unbelievable sights.
Axe Performance Troupe will have you transported to a magical world of pure bliss and fun. Axe, known as acting, choreography, theater, and singing, is a local youth performance group with kids of all ages that get together to do what they love most.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
100,000
Hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star.
Elijah, Sophia, and Chloe are among the lead actors in the upcoming Aladdin Jr. production. The story of a street rat who falls in love with a princess, inspired by the classic folktale and Disney's animated film, the cast from Axe was excited to bring the magical adventure to Yuma. While these young, talented voices are so impressive, it's also hard work.
Much, but it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort and a lot of your own free time personally to really get into character, to really put on a performance. Because something that we're told a lot is that anybody can go up on stage and say your lines and sing songs. But it takes a lot of hard work to go up there and put on a performance.
All right, woo! Gotta applaud that.
Elijah, who's playing Aladdin, is entering the eighth grade and has only been acting for about a year. With no prior theater experience, he was encouraged by his mother to audition for a play she had seen in an ad.
My mom called me into her room one Friday night, I think it was Friday, and she was like, hey, I saw this advertisement. Do you want to do this acting thing? I was like, sure, I have nothing else to do. And she's like, okay, it's tomorrow. Learn this song.
Elijah landed the lead role in the stage musical Newsies. A dream opportunity that grew from his lifelong love of singing and dancing in his living room.
I've been singing since I was like three. Like, I've been singing pretty much my whole life. So she just thought it would be a good opportunity. And I just listened to the song like four times before.
For most of the kids in Axe, their passion for performing began at home. At a young age, entertaining family members and putting on shows for those around them.
Well, I was an actor in my younger years. My degree's in theater.
Unlike many of the children she now mentors, Axe director Antoinette Estipion didn't have a program like this growing up. She says Axe was created to give passionate young performers an outlet to develop their talents and pursue their love of theater.
I have two children, and they at one point loved performing, so I wanted to start something for them. I know we have a great community theater, but the hours sometimes wouldn't work with our schedule. And I started with Shook Up Shakespeare, which is a modified, abridged Shakespeare camp for kids, and it just grew from there. Kids wanted more classes. Dancers Workshop works with me. They were awesome to let us use their space, so that's where we have our classes.
ACTS is opening doors beyond Yuma. With a lot of fundraising and help from the community, the troupe recently traveled to LA for a workshop with Disney.
So Disney provides all kinds of workshops, dance, vocals, performance. They have a Broadway series, tech series. So I had applied for our troupe to go. We got accepted. We fundraised throughout the year, and we got to go to California Adventures as a group and do this amazing workshop.
Prince Ali, mighty is he, Ali Ababwa, strong as 10 regular men, definitely.
Brimming with excitement, we sat down with some of the supporting cast members of Aladdin Jr.
Think again!
Who do you think you are barging into the royal palace?
We're in the Princess Royal Entourage.
Prince? What prince?
This is a disaster.
Make way for Prince Ali.
Hi, my name is Ember Reynolds, and I play Kasim in Aladdin Jr., which is basically one of Aladdin's only friends. I have a very big personality, so when I first joined the troupe and theater, I loved that I could put my personality and my character into the roles I played. And I also just love the community. My director has built such a beautiful community, little theater family, and I love it very much.
I'm Jordan Jones, and I play the genie in Aladdin. She grants the wishes for him.
Is there something that you've learned about yourself in doing this?
I have learned that it's okay to be, like, louder than most people would be. Theater is, like, a community for everyone, and they're very loving and kind to everyone, and it's just one big family.
My name is Ryla De Meyer, and my role in our Aladdin play is Iago. Iago's basically Jafar's sidekick. I enjoy that I get to be mean, funny.
And how do you like it? What is something you've learned about yourself?
That you can be different people, different roles. You can express yourself really a lot. If you love theater and if you like singing, dancing, that you should let yourself out there and, like, really shine. And come watch how I play Aladdin.
I'm Isel Vizcarra, and I play Omar, which is one of Aladdin's only friends. I really like playing Omar because he's scared, but at the same time, he's brave enough to go with Aladdin and his only friends because he's basically alone, and he found them, so he's brave enough to go after them and do anything for them.
When you're playing a role like that, do you have to put yourself in, like, a certain headspace, and, like, how do you do that?
Usually, I'm not a very scaredy type person, but whenever I think of Omar, I think, oh, he's really scared. I need to get into that character. And whenever I think of that, I always put my mind into it, and I always think, like, oh, what would he do? What would he do in this situation? Should I be happy in this, or how would he portray that role? I'm really glad that I actually auditioned because, like they've been saying, it's a really big family, and I've always felt welcome to the troupe, and I'm just, like, really happy that I joined.
I am Ivy Ann Williams, and I'm playing Babcock, one of Aladdin's three friends. I got to make friends I'm really close with. Ever since I was, like, really, really young, like a toddler, I wanted to be an actress, and I've just been begging my mom to get me into something. She saw the flyer for Aladdin on Facebook, and she was like, you want to do this? And I'm like, sure.
What would you recommend to anyone that's, like, maybe thinking about joining?
Do it. It's a lot of fun. You'll make friends, and you'll get to put yourself out there.
That's ACTS Performance Troupe. Their play, Disney Aladdin Jr., is this Saturday at the Post Auditorium. For KWC, I'm Alexandra Rangel. Arizona Edition is a production of KWC, Colorado River Public Media. Questions or comments are welcome. Send them to az@kwc.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. Our theme music was used with permission and composed by Stephen Hennig and performed by members of the Yuma Jazz Company. More information at yumajazz.com. I'm Alexandra Rangel. This is KWC's Arizona Edition. Thanks for listening.